Dortmund. So she goes from love 15 in this game to 40-15. This to consolidate the early break in the second set.
Something we've seen with Rafael Nadal. He's a really good example of that. When, as you know, having interviewed him, and I know having seen him around backstage at tournaments, if you like, always polite to everybody, always says please and thank you, walks into a room and says hello to every person in it.
Yep, absolutely. Slice backhand now from Sabalenka, and she knew she'd opened herself up to a counter-attack there from Andreeva, and sure enough, she stepped in and clubbed a winner into the open court. The come-on was from her, 40-30. Yeah, I mean, it's not difficult to be like that. It's amazing. I'm afraid to say how many players, how many people in the world are not like that, though. 40-30. Sun dips behind a cloud and Sabalenka misses on her first serve.
I have to say Roger Federer was also always very much like that in my experience.
And
there
delight.
Are lots of yep. really good examples. It's just interesting that Conchita highlighted that particularly.
Off forehand. Oh, yes. Return winner from Andreeva, who clenches her fist after that. She's back from 40-15 to juice.
All in all, there just is a lot to be excited about with Andreeva. And as I said, she's a phenomenal young talent and very much not the finished article. And I think that's what's the most exciting thing. This is what she's like at 17, with relatively small amounts of experience at the very, very top.
Really impressed with her depth. And once again, she's got Sabalenka into a spot of bother. She's playing the drop shot. Sabalenka lunges at it with a forehand. Couldn't get there. Yeah, I mean, she's creating these little traps that Sabalenka can't help but blunder into at times.
Yes, and that's where the comparison, I think, with Martina Hingis comes in. Andreeva hits the ball a good deal harder than Hingis did, but time has also moved on, and everybody's hitting the ball a lot harder these days. But she has, to me, shown signs of that tennis brain.
Chance to break back here. Sorry, Eleanor, this is important. Wild first serve.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, thinking two or three shots ahead.
Deep breath from Sabalenka. She's ready. Rocks back. Bends her back. Serves to the backhand and a forehand down the middle of the court from Andreeva. Backhand deep onto the baseline. Now the drop shot from Sabalenka. Andreeva gets there and passes her with a backhand down the line. And from 40-15, Sabalenka's been broken again. We're back on serve in this second set at 1-1. And all that after the drama of the first set, which Sabalenka eventually took by 7-5 in a tiebreak.
Well, regrouping well there, Andreeva. Not allowing the loss of her serve in the opening game to upset her or throw her off balance. Just back to business.
But as we always say, you know, you break somebody, you've got to consolidate that by holding on to your serve. And that's been a problem for both these players so far. Although if she carries on serving like that, Vera Andreeva, she won't have any problems. It's an ace right down the middle. It doubles her tally in that department for the afternoon.
Well, shadows on the court now. The sun is not quite overhead, but it's been a warm, sunny day here. Slightly humid.
Body serve, good deep return from Sabalenka. As Andreeva then pins one to the Sabalenka backhand and she's slicing awkwardly, a little off balance. It's going wide. It's 30 love. Max Wadsworth, a.k.a. the Earl of Barnes, our unofficial statistician, has come up with another absolute beauty, Eleanor, which I'll read out in just a moment. Another slice return. It was like a Jabur-like return drop shot from Sabalenka, but Andreeva read it, came in, tested her more experienced opponent on the backhand side, and her lob went long, so 40 love. Max says that Sabalenka and Chris Evert are the only two women in the Open era to win their first 8 or more Grand Slam quarterfinals. That's not the remarkable bit, obviously. Sabalenka has won her first 8. Chris Evert won her first 48. Can you believe it? as the plus one on the forehand side from Andreeva is into the net. You win your first 48 quarterfinals.
The stats around Chris Evert, especially on clay, are absolutely extraordinary. I do sometimes think we don't talk about Chris Evert enough in terms of what she achieved in the game and the standard that she set and the records, some of which will never be broken.
Andreeva's not going to be broken here because the backhand from Sabalenka on the return is long. They sit down, Andreeva leading by 2-1 in the second set, having lost the first in a tiebreak. Let me tell you that the Tsitsipas brothers are in men's doubles action on court Suzanne Lenglen against Guina and Jacques of France. And they've begun well. Tsitsipas and Tsitsipas are 3-1 up and serving at 40 love in the first set. We've got a women's doubles match. That's a quarterfinal on court Simon Mathieu, due to start shortly. Emma Navarro, who was put in her place by Irina Sabalenka in the singles a couple of days ago, is playing with Schneider against the aforementioned Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini. Busy day for her.
Yeah, and Diana Schneider, actually, a really interesting rising star. She's played college tennis. She's, I think, still only 19. Won her first WTA 250 event in Thailand earlier this year in February. Played extremely well. Hits the ball with some clout. I think she's one to keep an eye on.
And we'll also, from a British point of view, sorry to be a little partisan, keep an eye on Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid, who are in wheelchair action on court 13 against the Dutch combination of Ekberink and Scheffers.
Worth bearing in mind that in addition to the Olympics here at Roland Garros, also a couple of weeks later, the Paralympics. And a lot of the wheelchair players here will be looking to get their games into gear, ready to try and win some Paralympic medals for their country.
And don't forget, for all the latest scores, the results, the draws, the stories, the features, and us, best place to go, if you haven't already done so, is the official app. Just download that. Wherever you go, our voices can follow you and you can keep absolutely up to date with everything that's happening at Roland Garros 2024. You can go to the website as well.
Sabalenka's just changed her racket again. That was the slight delay while she went back to her bag and chose a different racket. Now, slight question over this call. Andreeva's pointed to the mark. Sabalenka's asked for clarification from the umpire and it's duly arrived that it was out.
Yep. He's been kept busy, the umpire, with the camera growing out of his ear. Andy Murray was very dismissive about that new piece of technology a couple of days ago. Sabalenka's second serve sits up. And it wasn't perhaps taken full advantage of by Andreeva. And in comes Sabalenka, as casually as you like, to put away a forehand volley, but then squats down again. Whatever is ailing her is still clearly a big cause for concern. That was the most casual of forehands, admittedly, into the open court from Sabalenka.
Yeah, still just slightly shaking her head a little bit, as if something is bothering her. And as you said, just went down on her haunches briefly. Whatever it is, it's not gone away.
That's a good serve, though, out wide and off balance. The return from the backhand wing of Andreeva is long.
Which is why it's so important that Andreeva did just get back on serve in this second set. Just keep forcing Sabalenka to play another shot and another shot and another shot.
Off return on the backhand side was really well struck by Andreeva, who's come to the net now. And although Sabalenka attempted to pass her with a low fizzer, Andreeva held her ground and knifed away a really nice volley for the winner.
It's interesting that both their previous matches, both of which I think Sabalenka's won, both came in Madrid.
Yeah.
Where it's a very particular type of clay in Madrid, isn't it? It's probably somewhat heavier and slower than it is here.
And you've got the altitude, of course, as well in Madrid, which certainly suits some players better than others. Deep return again. What a terrific return. The depth on return from Andreeva has been fantastic, and it's really frustrating Sabalenka. It forced an error. And it's 30-all.
Well, just a little hint of an opportunity here for Andreeva. As we said, so important that she's managed to stay in touch with Sabalenka in this second set. Has the scoreboard pressure of serving first.
Slice back into play from Andreeva. The drop shot from Sabalenka, and she has been passed. Andreeva read the situation again, slid in, and guided the ball down the line past a despairing Sabalenka. And it's 30-40.
Sabalenka just threw the ball behind her in disgust. I've had enough of you.
Big chance here for Andreeva. Backhand return. This time it's long. The ball kicked up at her. It was a good serve.
Yeah, certainly one of the better serves that Sabalenka's hit in the match, actually. It was clever, deceptively so. And vital.
Chatrier crowd are captivated by this. Sabalenka goes for the brawn down the middle. One, two, three. Well, two ball boys and a ball girl fancy their chances of getting it. It was the ball girl positioned just by the umpire's chair who won that little battle. Second serve now. Forehand return. Oh, well, she went for that one. It was a little bit wild, perhaps a little optimistic. Flew beyond the baseline.
Well, I think she went on the attack with it. And there are good errors and bad errors. And to me, that was a good error because she was going for it. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. Just slightly overhit it.
Game point now for Sabalenka. And that's wide. And as soon as she hit that, she just lifted her racket up to the right. Another sign of the frustration that she's not getting the serve to work on a regular basis. And that's meaning a lot more work. Oh, that really kicked up as well. But the return's in play. Forehand, well, she tried to go down the line there, Andreeva. Did really well, actually, to deal with a high-kicking serve.
Somehow got the ball back into play and actually got it back into play in quite an awkward place and an awkward trajectory. So it's a bit of a shame that actually she missed the follow-up, which was probably the less difficult shot.
So Sabalenka survives that service game. We'll level at 2-2. This match has been going for an hour and 22 minutes. Jasmine Paolini awaiting the winner after her three sets victory against Elena Rybakina. Of course, other half of the draw has seen Iga Swiatek go through to play Coco Gauff. Looking forward to that one. But can anybody stop Swiatek after that scare against Naomi Osaka at the start of the championships, which merely seemed to stiffen her resolve?
Well, I think in some ways it played her in, didn't it? Played her into form. She's looked pretty much flawless since then.
She looked terrifying in a very positive way from her. She's the pulveriser, of course. That's a lovely 1-2 punch from Andreeva. Good serve. Forehand cross court, a winner. She's won the first 2 points of this fifth game of the second set with the minimum of fuss.
Peter says, I completely agree about how nice Mira Andreeva is. I met her at the US Open last year after she'd lost to Coco Gauff, and she was super sweet and gracious. I'm currently wearing my baseball cap with her autograph on it, rooting for a comeback.
Well, she's doing her best. That won't help. Double fault. That is her sixth of the contest, one more than Sabalenka. We had a whole host of those right at the start of the match. I think there were six after the first four games. So 2-all, 30-15, as a pigeon just drops down in front of us. First serve misses. Did I tell you that a dog stopped play on one of the outside courts today, Eleanor? First time I've ever seen that. Second serve, it's going to be attacked. Off forehand winner from Sabalenka. That set up. Set up and set up. And I'll shut up.
Well, it's not coming back, that's for sure.
That dog might not come back to Roland Garros either, because it was summarily taken off the court, although not in an unpleasant way as I thought was going to happen. A backhand return into the net from Sabalenka. I mean, it appeared from nowhere, this dog. I was watching a couple of British juniors and suddenly there's a bit of commotion and there's a dog on the court. I honestly don't know. I thought burrowed its way up through the clay. And then a gentleman was trying to pick it up by its neck and lift it over the advertising hoardings, which are quite high. And that would have not done the dog any good whatsoever. Slice on the forehand, extravagant slice from Sabalenka. Then she flattens out her forehand to the backhand of her opponent. Slice on the backhand now from Sabalenka. She's there again going, oh, yes, has she found that? No, she hasn't. She went across court with the backhand. It must have just missed the line. Andreeva has pointed to where the ball landed. Sabalenka is still coming forward to have a closer look at it. She's still coming forward. As Andreeva has gone back to her chair, she's comfortable that she's held the serve. The umpire's come down to have a look, says, Arena, sorry, game's over.
I like the assurance of Mira Andreeva there, just ignoring anything else that was going on, trotting back to her chair. Well, I know it was out. It's fine. Do you do what you like.
She was already back sitting in her chair drinking as Sabalenka ever so slowly moved closer and closer to the net to have another look before persuading the umpire to come and do so, but to no avail. So, five games into the second set, on serve at 2-3. Sabalenka took the first by 7-5. So we're thinking, what is going to happen to this dog? And then the umpire, to her great credit, leapt down off her chair, went across. The dog did have a lead, got the lead, and just very calmly walked the dog off the court.
And was there a ball kid behind with a little roll of plastic bags, just in case?
Well, they didn't. Fortunately, that wasn't required. I just, for the life of me, do not know how that dog got onto the court.
Well, I presume, I'm not sure that you're allowed dogs in the grounds unless, you know, they're a guide dog or for, you know, some sort of therapy dog. I believe you can't have dogs in here. But we are in a residential area here at Roland Garros, and we are next to a park. So it's possible that the dog escaped its owner and went for a little wander and found lots of nice people and a couple of tennis courts. And do you know what we have on tennis courts that dogs rather like? Tennis balls.
Yes.
So quite understandable that if you're a dog, you'd quite fancy a trip to Roland Garros.
Well, it was resolved satisfactorily, and play now continues here on Chatrier in the sunshine again. It should have been a fairly straightforward 1-2 punch from Sabalenka. Good serve, opened up the court, but she hit her plus one beyond the baseline of Mira Andreeva.
Well, we have had a couple of tournaments that have used dogs as ball kids, if you like.
Really?
I'm not going to remember which ones right now, but we have.
That sounds a recipe for disaster, I have to say, as Andreeva comes in and angles away. A really nice little backhand. Sabalenka was out of position. Andreeva showing so much court craft, awareness and composure for someone so young. And it's love 30 on the Sabalenka serve, and she's looking really miserable and fed up again. She's just had a look at one ball and thrown it away. Now she gets another, and that walk back to her position to serve looked agonizing. 2-3, love 30. This is again with the first serve. I have to say that once she pulled her way through that first set tiebreak and then took an early advantage in this second set, I thought she was going to be fairly comfortable. Not a bit of it. Deep return again from Andreeva. Off forehand, and Sabalenka doesn't even move for it.
And again, you heard the howl of frustration and anguish from Sabalenka. I think we have to give credit for Mira Andreeva. As you can hear, Sabalenka just, I don't know that she's berating her team. I think she's just allowing that frustration out. But Andreeva, as I said, deserves credit for the fact that she did hang in there at the start of the second set. She didn't allow Sabalenka to run away with it once she'd broken serve, broke back straight away, went about her business, held serve, and that's why she's got the pressure here.
And now the drop shot from Sabalenka with a plus one has gone wide. She has then smashed the other ball that was in her pocket out of the stand. You've always got to be careful there, because if you hit somebody, you're in potential trouble. Broken to love. It's 4-2 to Andreeva, and Sabalenka, in terms of her physical condition, looks as bad now as at any stage during the day. She's now having a word with the umpire.
She motioned in a sort of circular motion with her hand there. Not quite sure what that was about, but I'm sure we'll find out.
Well, Andreeva has a chance again, but let's remind you all that she served for the first set. Didn't close it out, so she's got to be careful. Now she has double-faulted with her first point of the seventh game.
Yeah, she hasn't been consistent on serve. Neither player has. But most important thing for Andreeva is just to keep her head. Keep doing what she's been doing. She's done a lot right so far in this match.
Other clouds rolled over, which is probably very good news for Sabalenka in particular, just cooling things down a touch as Andreeva's first serve goes into the net. Aaron, 30 minutes for this quarter final. Possibly only halfway through the match as Andreeva finds another wonderful backhand winner down the line.
That backhand is very, very classy, isn't it? It's a beautiful, smooth, seemingly effortless shot.
...15-all. Forehand return, that was a much better shot to start this point from Sabalenka, and that's an even better one to end it. Backhand winner up the line as she goes down onto her knees again. It's painful to watch. Must be incredibly painful for her, because you don't tend to see this sort of thing from Aryna Sabalenka. 15-30. Body serve, the return is on the baseline. Up goes a high loopy forehand from Andreeva, the off forehand from Sabalenka. Now she's flicking a backhand that caught the tape, but the point continues. Slice on the backhand side from Andreeva. Now she's slicing on the forehand down the middle of the court. Andreeva's there winding up, or rather Sabalenka was winding up a big forehand. Now she plays the forehand drop shot. Andreeva's getting there, she drops it back, she's going to get past. Sabalenka had all the time in the world to put that ball away, but she took out a little bit of that anger, I think, by absolutely smashing that ball into the open court.
Yes, Andreeva perhaps not choosing quite the right shot there, but partly because Sabalenka did a great job of drawing her in. Andreeva just needed to hit a better drop shot than the one she did. As you said, the finish from Sabalenka was ferocious.
Breakback points. Sabalenka, by the way, went to the back of the court again and squatted down. Second serve, she's playing the forehand chip return. Short ball across court from Andreeva, who then has to get to a drop shot and fall. She's so frustrated because she got there, but she put too much angle on her return. So she's been broken back. She's going to sit down. Sabalenka's heading towards the box where her towel is, but also looking up at her box. And I don't know if we can hear anything. Or she's receiving a bottle of something.
Actually, looks like a can of sugary soft drink. I'm just waiting to look on our monitor. Looks like it might be a can of Coke or even Coke Zero. She's opened it, she's drinking from it. The doctor is back out, the physio is back out.
Oh. Well, yeah, she almost just dropped her racket. She's now sitting down. Yeah, the physio's there, the doctor's there, the supervisor's having a good look. There's a ball boy and a ball girl. The spider cams come down. I mean, she could be at Waterloo Station and have less stuff going on.
Well, people always underestimate how many people there are on a court with players, because what we think of is it being two gladiators out there, one-on-one tennis combat, but actually there are a lot of people out there currently, even more than usual. And Sabalenka's just talking to the medical team, clearly explaining what's going on to them, and they're of course asking questions, trying to assess what's happening. He appears to be being given some more medication by the doctor. And she's taking those.
And of course she'll feel that much better because she has got the break back. She's going to serve in a moment at 3-4. Now Barbara's been in touch. Barbara in the barn. She says she does leave the barn occasionally. I tried using my dog to retrieve missed balls. Worked pretty well, except for the drool. Yeah, exactly. The drool on the balls. So I stopped doing. I still let him do it if I'm hitting against the boards or the wall, if no one else is playing.
Yes, I would hasten to add that when I said that some tournaments have used dogs, it would usually be, you know, for a promotional thing. They haven't used them through the tournament once the tournament gets underway. It's a fun idea, though.
And this is I wouldn't call it a fun match, because I think we're feeling the pain that Aryna Sabalenka is experiencing. And yet again, she's bent forward, clutching her stomach. Every serve is an onerous task for her. Every movement clearly hurts, but she's carrying on. There is a place in a Grand Slam semi-final at stake. She wants to make amends for what happened to her in the semi-finals here last year, when she rather let a golden situation run away from her. Backhand return to the backhand side of Sabalenka. It's backhand to backhand. Now the forehand cross court, but into the net from the Belarusian. On the subject of that dog that was out on court three earlier, Richard says, was it Spaniel Medvedev? Well done. You don't often get Lady E laughing like that.
Or Iga Świątek, as we heard earlier the week.
That was good. Missed first serve. Going out wide to the forehand of Andreeva, who just moves forward a bit. The shadow's starting to creep onto the court. It won't be long now before the court is entirely covered. Second serve to the backhand, driven to the forehand wing of Sabalenka, who slid, stretched out a racket, tried to slice the ball back into court, couldn't do so, 15-30.
Well, I think the crowd are shouting, Mira, Mira. I think as much as anything, it's because they want to see more tennis out here. Sabalenka won't want that, for sure. She's going to want to get off court as quickly as she can. I think Mira Andreeva has other ideas.
Well, they might be chanting, Mira, Mira, on the wall, who's the fittest of them all? But at the moment, she's got the advantage in that particular battle. But she hasn't got the experience of closing out big matches like this. And there's Sabalenka going back behind her.
You might want to reflect on that joke.
Ooh, you are sharp.
As a sausage.
We'll be appearing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I won't. I don't have time. In the interest of balance, incidentally, Alex says he also met Sabalenka and she was lovely.
She's serving. 3-4. Third all, having taken the first set. It's been a monumental battle. She's not well. Andreeva is fighting her nerves and the difficult challenge that comes with playing an opponent who is obviously struggling. Backhand cross court from Sabalenka, then a ball that just clipped the top of the tape from Andreeva. It took the pace off it and it allowed Sabalenka to look up and then plant a backhand winner down the line.
The crowd getting involved again, as you can hear. Game point Sabalenka to take us to 4-4.
In quite a muted crowd so far, I would suggest they're just slightly confused by what they're seeing. That's a good serve, blocked return. And Sabalenka plays a short angle on the backhand side. In comes Andreeva. She can't control that. Really good holder serve in the circumstances by Irina Sabalenka.
I think the crowd are in somewhat the same position as we are, in that they're intrigued by this match. They're intrigued by what's going on, particularly with Irina Sabalenka. It's been an absorbing contest. It's quite unpredictable because of the state of Sabalenka's health. Andreeva has played really well in patches. One or two inconsistencies at the wrong moment.
4-4, slice return, deep by Sabalenka. She's doing that again. Minimum movement from her. She's got to move across onto her backhand side now. She puts up a high ball and Andreeva smashes it away.
But another example there that Andreeva looks like she belongs out here. She does not in any way, shape or form look overwhelmed by the situation she finds herself in. A lot of players having dropped that very, very tight first set to a player of Irina Sabalenka's stature would have really, I think, receded and started to make mistakes and started to lose belief. Well, not a bit of it.
No. 15 love. Good second serve. Now her plus one to backhand down the line with good depth. It's pushed back into play by Sabalenka, but in comes Andreeva. Hammers a forehand down the line for another clean winner. You could argue that she did blink when she served for the first set at 5-4. If she gets herself into a similarly commanding position at the end of this second set, then she's obviously got to prove to herself, to all of us, that she has got the belief to close it out and take us into a decider, which, as Eleanor quite rightly said, is the last thing Sabalenka wants, feeling the way she does right now. And that's a lunging forehand into the net from Sabalenka, and you could hear what she thought of that.
Yes, I mean, the issue that both players have had is neither of them have served particularly well throughout this match, and that has cost Andreeva more so far.
But 40 love. Backhand return is right onto the baseline for a winner. Win or bust, really. Sabalenka wants these points done and dusted as quickly as possible. The shadow has enveloped the umpire's chair. It's just started to appear on the court. It's amazing how quickly it does cover the court. Drop shot return from Sabalenka. In comes Mira Andreeva. She clips the top of the tape in return. The ball bounces wide. And now just betraying her tender years, looking up at the box, showing a bit of frustration. 40 love has become 40-30.
Got a shout of reassurance and encouragement from Conchita Martinez there when she went to the back of the court. We did talk about the serve being a little bit vulnerable.
Still a chance to close out this game. Misses with the first serve. Dark-haired ball girl races across the court. Second serves to the backhand, and that's wide. Andreeva holds in a moment. Aryna Sabalenka is going to have to serve to stay in the second set. Just looking at some of the stats, you're talking about the fact that they're struggling on serve. Let's see where they've got to in terms of those percentages. Well, I mean, it is a battle. Andreeva is, well, she's only getting 45% of her first serves into play. She's winning 57% of those, 43% on second serve, and similarly only 51% of Sabalenka's first serves are coming into play. She's winning 54% of those, 45% on the second. Those figures, of course, they would want to improve upon. Winners wise, 31-29 at the moment in favour of Andreeva. Unforced errors 23, Sabalenka 19 for the teenager.
Well, who would have predicted going into this match that Aryna Sabalenka would be on the wrong end of a winner's stat?
Absolutely.
Not many matches this year, not many matches any year, have Sabalenka hitting fewer winners, albeit not many fewer than her opponent.
Just to give you a little update on a couple of the other matches taking place, the Tsitsipas brothers got off to a good start in their men's doubles battle on court Suzanne Longlen against Guinard and Jacques of France. However, that match is now going into a first set tiebreak. And on court Simon Mathieu, the women's doubles quarterfinal between Navarro and Schneider and Irani and Paolini sees the Italians a breakup early on, leading by 3-2. Sabalenka is serving to the forehand of Mira Andreeva, who now goes or tries to go down the line with the backhand into the shade, misses. And again, she shows her frustration, demonstrating that she certainly feels that was the wrong shot selection. But I don't suppose she was being forced to play that particular shot.
Well, as you mentioned, the shadow is now enveloping about a third of the court, exactly where Andreeva was hitting that backhand.
She hits that one back across court into the sunshine. Now she plays the little drop shot. In comes Sabalenka. She's not going to get there. Beautifully executed again, right on the line. There was a half-hearted attempt by the Belarusian to come forward for that, but it was a lost battle from the word go.
And again, she looks up to the heavens, does Sabalenka, shakes her head.
Serving, of course, to stay in this second set at 4-5, 15-all. Up goes the ball. Looking to go down the middle, but missing. She just wanders behind her baseline, half-heartedly kicks a bit of clay away from her. And gets ready again and serves to the forehand, and Andreeva has come up with the return winner down the line.
Well, we've seen a few of those on the backhand side, haven't we, the down the line winners, but that one, just a beautifully struck forehand And again, she knew exactly what she was trying to do, knew exactly where that was going, hugged the line all the way along and hit with pace and power.
She's bouncing up and down behind her baseline, waiting for this next serve, which goes to her backhand. The return is long.
Well, good serving from Aryna Sabalenka. I think, to some degree, her experience kept her in that first set, which she was down in. And I think her experience could be a very valuable asset at the business end of this second set as well.
Yeah, these are critical moments for Andreeva, who won't really want to rely on her serve. She needs to close this set out now. Forehand cross-court and wide from Sabalenka. She has given the 17-year-old a golden chance to take us into a deciding set, because after an hour and 46 minutes, it is set point on the Sabalenka serve for Mira Andreeva.
Sabalenka just went to the back of the court where her team are sitting, had palms out, was talking to them, imploring them.
She's ready. The noise of the crowd subsides and Sabalenka's first serve clips the tape and deflects wide, one bounce and into the crowd. Extra couple of bounces of the ball. Second serve, Sabalenka. Backhand return with no pace on it whatsoever. And a huge forehand hammered away by Sabalenka. That was too passive. Far too passive from the teenager.
Yeah, it was a missed opportunity, wasn't it? Mid-paced, mid-court ball. And if you give that to Sabalenka, however poorly she might be feeling, she will punish you.
Set point comes and goes, back to juice, the shadow continuing to envelop Chatrier. Sabalenka, who's half in and half out of it as she misses with her first serve, returns to her position, just wipes a hand through that dark hair, settles, looks up, serves now to the forehand. It's blocked back into play, cross court on an angle, and now Andreeva has a chance to go cross court on her backhand. Sabalenka went back behind her, sliced backhands to backhands. Now a forehand off forehand from Andreeva. She's going to have to defend on her backhand. She dug out a ball from right on the line, and she forces the error then from Sabalenka, who goes wide with her forehand, then goes down on her haunches again. Terrific defense from Mira Andreeva, and it brings up a second set point.
Well, great talent, great poise from Mira Andreeva there. Had to adjust at the last minute, had to dig that ball out. And she did so, and her patience, her resistance, her resilience was rewarded. Sabalenka missed, and more pressure on the world number two,
who continues to look pained and has pulled out of her toss-up because somebody chose to mellow some form of encouragement at just the wrong moment. Now she's ready. And the first serve was right in the corner. Good return and into the net from Sabalenka. We're going the distance in this final quarterfinal at Roland Garros 2024. And the world number two, if not on her knees, is certainly fighting tooth and nail to stay alive.
And she just walks disconsolately back to her chair, stops for a moment just to turn round and again talk to her box, talk to her people, talk to her team, seeking reassurance, looking really quite bewildered. If her physical state is impaired, and we've seen the doctor and the physio out a couple of times during this match, she's twice taken some form of medication. A third set is the last thing she will have wanted. Well, well played, Mira Andreeva. Resistance and resilience to the fore from the 17-year-old. Really impressive sign of her confidence and her expectation. She's not just here for the experience. She's here to win.
And you know what I liked about that last point? You can tell how quickly she is learning. The first of the set points, she had a pretty tame second serve to attack. She didn't. She just put it in Sabalenka's hit zone and she powered away that forehand. Second time around, she gets a good first serve and she came up with a really strong positive return that led to the error on the plus one from Sabalenka. She doesn't need to be told twice. Jodie's got in touch from the United States, says, well, I do agree that Mira has played well. She's very, very obviously nervous. Every time she gets a break, she gets nervous, fails to consolidate. Or do you think it's not nerves, but that her serve is just a weakness?
I'm not sure. I think there will be moments where she's got nervous, and a couple of times we've seen her get tentative, and I think that's very understandable, and it is something that you see particularly with young players. And as we said, she's a work in progress. You know, she's still improving. At 17, you are not going to be the finished product. But what I will say is that if this is what she's like at 17, what will she be like at 21, 22? And I think we'll see her in many more of these matches at this level, at this point of a Grand Slam, on these stages, because I think she has absolutely proved, irrespective of the result of this match, that this is where she knows, she believes she belongs.
Our mate Jose's out, and we've got a record. There are five of them to hose the court, which already now is half in shadow, although one of the guys in a moment will jog along, I think, and turn the tap off once they've completed their watering process.
So Alex has asked a question here on email. Our email address, if you missed it earlier, is frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio, is all one word, at fft.fr. And Alex says, if you're feeling physical pain, would it be more prudent to stop and protect the long term? What are your thoughts?
I mean, we were having exactly the same conversation with regards to Novak Djokovic a couple of days ago. It all depends what it is. And what I would say about this, I mean, and I, like you, Eleanor, are not a medical expert, but I don't think it's an injury that's going to have a long-term effect on Aryna Sabalenka and maybe knock her out of Wimbledon or anything like that. She's obviously not well. And in that instance, you've just got to fight through.
And I think, and this was the same situation as you said when we were discussing Novak Djokovic. At that point, he didn't know what was wrong. He knew that his knee was sore. He knew that it was causing him problems. He took a painkiller. He felt a lot better. He moved a lot better. So he walked off court not knowing whether he was going to be able to play the next match, but also not knowing that he wasn't going to be able to play the next match, because until he had the scan and saw that there was a tear, he didn't know what was going on. And it's the same with Aryna Sabalenka. She knows that she's not feeling well. And as I said, it could be, for example, she's shown that she's physically uncomfortable. She points to her stomach. It could be that she's got menstrual cramps. If she has menstrual cramps, she'll be much better in a couple of days. So there are lots of things it could be. We're speculating, but also she's speculating. She doesn't know.
What we all know, well, you don't, but I'll tell you now, is that it's 30-15 in this first game of the final set. Two terrific points for Andreeva. The second of them was an ace, but Sabalenka came back with a really good return to get back to 30-15. She looked for a big forehand on that occasion, but she missed the mark. So Andreeva, 40-15, and of course a holder serve right now. Jodie was right to the extent that the serve is vulnerable. Of course it is. I mean, we saw so many breaks in the first of the quarterfinals today between Paolini and Rybakina. And Sophie Emiak in commentary was making the point that we all know, of course, the serve is not the weapon that it is in the men's game, for obvious reasons. Sabalenka's looking to attack this one, but she's gone wide with the return. And, yeah, the body language is still awful. And it looked there certainly as though her thought process was get in, hit the return as hard as possible, hope I win the point. If not, we'll get this game out of the way and carry on. But it's another very sad little shuffle, I would say, back to her chair for a quick drink before she comes down to our end of the court.
It's also worth thinking about the fact that the serve and the break of serve is nullified somewhat on clay. You do see more breaks of serve in men's and women's matches.
Yeah. Yes, so it's
like on grass, for example, where a break of serve can be the end of a set.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's the means of getting a point started. Sabalenka's going to get this point started with a second serve to the backhand of Andreeva, and that flies off the strings and goes wide. Two-thirds of the court are now covered in shadow. It's amazing how quickly that shadow races across. 5 minutes shy of 2 hours as we enter this deciding set, and another return that doesn't find the middle of Mira Andreeva's racket. She just marches across to the other side of a baseline, which is completely in the shade, and waits and watches as Andreeva, or rather Sabalenka, winds herself up to go out wide to the forehand of Andreeva, misses its mark. Retrieval job from that ball girl who's put a cap on now. Backhand return into the net from Andreeva. Oh, and as she walks back across the baseline, she just not only chides herself, but not violently, but angrily slaps her left knee.
Well, there's plenty of fire in the belly. She may be nice off court, but she's shown that she is battle hardened.
Subtle first serve from Arina Sabalenka. It was only 135 kilometers an hour, but it was all about the position, not the pace. It forced the error. It's a hole to love. Now both players are going back to their chairs. I think Andreeva is definitely going to change her racket. Sabalenka is looking for something in her bag. Yeah, she's going to change as well. She's got to unwrap the grip.
Well, I think the sun will be gone from the court, at least the court surface, if not the stands to our right, probably in about within the next 7 or 8 minutes, probably the court will be shrouded in shadow.
Tell you what, we'll have a little competition after this point. I'll put the stopwatch on. I reckon the court will be covered in 3 minutes from now.
You're going to say, which would be the 2 hour mark in the match?
Yes. What are you going with?
I'm going to go with 5.
Return from a body serve is deep, and then Sabalenka goes to the backhand side. It's sliced elaborately on the forehand from Andreeva. She doesn't get that right. It's long. And this is also a little bit awkward for both players, because with the shadow suddenly over most of the court, but there are little glimmers of sunlight as well, and just one side is still very much in the sun. Can obviously just affect your vision a little bit.
Yes, hitting out of shadow into the sun or vice versa. Just can be a little confusing on the eye.
Backhand return right at Andreeva, then the forehand cross court. Andreeva's there with the forehand down the line to the backhand side of Sabalenka. Lots of depth on the ball from Andreeva, and that forces an error.
We've seen plenty of those this match from Andreeva, hadn't we? When she's hitting down the line, whether it's the forehand or the backhand, I think especially the backhand, she does it with such a degree of certainty. Accurate, deep, powerful.
And they're locked together, 1-all, 15-all, final set. After an hour and 58 minutes, I realise that the ball girl with a cap on is a different ball girl. They changed at the last change of ends. Good serve right at the body, but it was blocked back into play by Sabalenka. She's onto her backhand now, going cross-court to the backhand side of the opponent, the 17-year-old superstar who's gone down the line. Slice from Sabalenka. It lands inside the court. The point continues. More slice on the backhand from Sabalenka. That's on the line as well. Down the line then from Andreeva, and a cross court for a winner for Sabalenka. There's life in her yet.
Well, there is, but that was in some ways the least Sabalenka point ever, because lots of slice in the middle of the points, almost passive play, waiting for the opportunity, and then when it came, the forehand cross court was hit almost delicately. It wasn't the kind of powerhouse ballistic winner that we're used to from Sabalenka, but it was very, very effective.
And a complete change of tactic from the previous Andreeva service game, when she just tried to lash at everything. She's lashing at that one and missing.
That's a bit more on brand, that one.
I think Elena might win our little competition as we approach the two-hour mark, although the shadow has started to reach the lines on the far side from the umpire's chair. That serve misses.
Well, it's whoever's closest, so we've hit the two-hour mark now. So let's see.
Might be a draw.
Maybe.
Off forehand, high ball goes up from Andreeva. Sabalenka lets it bounce and then plays the softest of off forehands. In comes Andreeva and she drives a backhand winner across court, and Sabalenka's bellowing at a box again. It was a very curious choice of shot and it cost her dearly.
Well, she's always laughing. She's almost laughing, but I don't think she finds it funny. She had her head, her face almost face palming, as the kids say.
Ooh, aren't you trendy?
So trendy. So down with the kids.
Well, talking of kids, 17-year-old's missed the first serve. Point to go 2-1 up. And Sabalenka runs round onto her forehand, gets the ball back into court, but she's run off the court to make that return, which gives Mira Andreeva the most straightforward of plus ones on her forehand side. It's a winner. She wins the game. She does sit down. We're on serve in the deciding set at 1-2 on court Suzanne Longlen. The Tsitsipas brothers have won that first set in their men's doubles battle with Guinard and Jacques of France by 7-2. On serve early in the second, and Navarro and Schneider are in trouble. They're facing set points, serving at 3-5 and 15-40 against Irani and Paolini, who earlier today on court Philippe Chatrier booked her place in a Grand Slam semi-final for the very first time, courtesy of a three-set victory over Elena Rybakina. And just to reiterate that extraordinary stat, it means that for the first time ever, Italy has a male and a female semi-finalist in the same Grand Slam.
Kerry has messaged us from the British Virgin Islands. I'm at work at my desk. The player rhyming with fruit and veg was hilarious. Had to keep my giggles muffled in case the co-workers wondered what was going on. I'm really impressed with the young Mira Andreeva. So much potential and hopefully a long and successful career ahead. Jody says, I'd love to see her and Coco battle for the next decade and a half. Me too. I think that's a super exciting prospect. That'll be awesome. And Jody, you're absolutely right on that one. I think this is a certainly a player for this generation and the next.
As Sabalenka gets underway with a forehand that's deep to the feet of Arena, and she nets on the half volley. And Christian says, let's hope Arena didn't eat the stale bread sandwich, whatever you call it, that Anton is just, I think, starting to show signs of recovering from. He's not going to make our dinner tomorrow night. He's going to be on liquids for the next month.
I think he's not going anywhere near any food when you're around. I think you've scarred him for life.
He's a big lad. He'll be okay. Eventually. Love 15, Sabalenka to the backhand. Now she's going to drive one down the line. It's sliced down the middle of the court by Andreeva, who's now slicing on a backhand short ball. Sliced back by Sabalenka. Andreeva gets to that. There's court for Sabalenka to aim for, but she decided to try and go down the line. The easier shot, dare I suggest, would have been across court, although Andreeva was starting to cover that. Sabalenka nets, and it's love 30.
Well, smart play from Mira Andreeva there in particular. It was a clever little, almost rinky-dink exchange of drop shots, volleys at the net. And Andreeva came out on top.
Court is totally in shade now. And I think Elena, to be fair to her, was spot on to the minute, almost to the second, with her prediction of how long that would take. Well done, Lady E. I'm so pleased for you. Forehand return now is long as Andreeva tries to go across court.
Well, there's a little whisper of an opportunity here for Mira Andreeva. Needs to try and keep the pressure up on Arina Sabalenka. You could see Sabalenka's heart sink when she dropped that second set. She realised she was going to have to play a decider.
It's a good serve, but it's been steered back into play by Andreeva, only onto the racket, though, of an eager Sabalenka, who sends a winner down the line.
We know that Sabalenka will fight for her place in the semi-finals here.
1-2, sorry, Lady E, 1-2, 30 all. Ace, down the middle. Haven't been many of those. That's only Sabalenka's second of the match. Andreeva with four. but most welcome for the ailing arena at this stage. Point to level up at two games all. Pigeon dive bombs us there as that serve flashes into the net. It went straight down, then straight up. He's being chased by his mate. They're having fun.
Dogs, pigeons, whatever next.
It's a cornucopia of animals here at Roland Garros. And that's before we get on to Chris Bowers. Backhand cross court now. Plenty of room here for Sabalenka to wind up a forehand. She didn't really go after that one. Then a backhand to the double hander of Andreeva, who's racing across and reaching onto her forehand with slice. She can't control it. It's into the net. And it's a hold of serve.
Sabalenka just raised her racket into the air. And she's now gone back to the back of the court. Doubled over yet again. We've seen that many, many times in this match. Chattering to her team. And now she is waving her arms. She's trying to get the crowd to give her a little bit of energy. And that will, of course, put pressure on her young opponent. And I'm sure Sabalenka knows that.
Yeah, clever. And maybe a sign also that perhaps she's just starting to feel a little bit better. We'll see. The second serve. She's running around to hit that back on the forehand side. It's covered by Andreeva, but a short ball for Sabalenka. And she's a little relieved, I think, because she went back at Andreeva, who had a chance to pass her down the line, but couldn't control the ball. It came at her so quickly.
Well, champions so often find a way to win, and that is what Aryna Sabalenka is. There's no question of that. A two-time Grand Slam champion.
Good backhand return across court. She's come in again, Sabalenka. She's going down the line, and she's found the back of the baseline for another winner. Love 30.
I mean, we saw Novak Djokovic win a match the other evening with a tear in his knee.
Extraordinary.
So all things are possible.
It was the 12th backhand winner of the match for Sabalenka. Actually, eight less than Andreeva off that wing. She's so effective, the 17-year-old, in that regard. She's serving now. She needs a good serve, but it's come back with a fair degree of momentum on it. And the plus one on the forehand side into the net from Andreeva. And here are three break points.
Now just a little bit tight on the forehand side there.
Serve right onto the line. Swipe back into play from Sabalenka, and the forehand is long from Andreeva, and you sense a significant shift at this critical stage in the deciding set. There was Sabalenka at the start of that game just asking the crowd to G her up, which I think suggests she's feeling a little bit better, and she seized on another shaky service game from the 17-year-old Sabalenka. 3-2 with the break in the deciding set. Tsitsipas and Tsitsipas are a set and a break up on court Suzanne Longlen against Guinard and Jacques. Stefanos Tsitsipas, who of course was again put in his place last night by Carlos Alcaraz. Those two have now met on six occasions. Alcaraz has won all six, and aside from some real battling heroics from the Greek in the second set, he never looked as though he was going to come back in that one. And Iranian Paolini of Italy, oh, the good times just keep on rolling for the Italians, because they've taken the first set. They're the 11th seeds against Navarro and Schneider by 6-3.
Every time I walk down into the media centre here at Roland Garros, I see another Italian journalist or broadcaster running somewhere. So much going on. So much good news to be covered for the travelling Italian media pack, which I notice has actually grown quite a lot in the last couple of years. And that can only be a good thing. A big tennis nation, Italy, getting bigger.
Yeah. Sabalenka serving now. And double faulting. So, are we going to have another twist? Just when it's finally starting to look as though the experience, the guile of Sabalenka is going to prove crucial, despite her physical ailments, she begins with yet another double fault.
Well, the serve, it's certainly been vulnerable today from Sabalenka.
The backhand's right at her feet. The backhand return, that is. High ball now from Andreeva, and it's clubbed into the net by Sabalenka. It was awkward. It reared up. She wasn't in the right position. I think it was hit more in hope than expectation. And suddenly it's love 30. Now the boys are back.
Boys are back in town.
This is
Courtney
Walsh
and Simon
and Canvas, who